When you look at education today, it really feels like things are, well, constantly changing, doesn't it? What kids need for the future seems different now,
It absolutely does.
which is why we're diving into a pretty interesting development over in East Anglia. Brooks, UK, it's just outside Bury St. Edmunds. We're making a big shift. Starting September 2025, so for the 25-26 academic year, they're moving from the British National Curriculum to the International Baccalaureate.
Right, the IB, and that's initially for the younger years, the PYP.
Yeah, primary years program, reception right through the middle years program up to age 16.
It's a fascinating move. And Brooks Education Group, the parent group, they have like a solid background with the IB already, don't they? Schools in Canada, India.
Exactly, over 20 years of experience. So for listeners maybe in East Anglia thinking about private schools, this deep dive is really about, what does this actually mean for your child's future?
Let's get into it then. Why? Why are they making this change? What's the thinking behind dropping the national curriculum?
Well, the core reason seems to be a feeling that the British curriculum might be a bit outdated, that maybe it's not quite equipping kids with all the skills needed for, well, the future.
And there's a value aspect too, I gather.
Yeah, they apparently position themselves with tuition fees that are often lower compared to some other private schools in that region. So value is part of the picture.
Right, and this makes them unique in the area.
That's a key point, yeah. They'll be the only school in East Anglia offering that full IB journey, PYP, MYP, and then down the line, the diploma program.
So a proper continuum, that's quite a unique selling proposition for parents who feel maybe the standard UK system isn't quite hitting the mark for what they want.
Definitely. So maybe we should unpack the IB itself a bit for those not so familiar.
Good idea. What is the International Baccalaureate, essentially?
Okay, so in broad strokes, it's this internationally recognized program. It's used in, what, over 150 countries, something like
Yeah,
that?
like a huge global footprint. In the middle years program, the MYP, it's known for, well, academic challenge, but also really fostering this kind of global mindedness.
And the structure is interesting too, isn't it? Covering all those core areas, languages, sciences, maths, arts.
Right, they make sure students engage across the board. The idea is to push both critical and creative thinking.
And it's not just about learning stuff in the classroom, it's about like applying it to the real world.
Yeah.
That's meant to give them a bit of a leg up later on for uni or careers.
Plus the recognition factor. Top universities worldwide know and value the IB. It can open quite a few doors.
Which naturally leads to that comparison, IB versus the British national curriculum, like A levels. What are the main differences?
Okay, well, that global recognition is probably the biggest headline. You said over 150 countries, thousands of schools use IB. A levels are primarily UK focused, although they do have international recognition too. It's just different.
More UK centric, yeah. And there are stats on university entrance, aren't there?
There are quite striking ones, actually. IB diploma grads apparently have something like a 57% higher chance of getting into a top 20 UK university compared to students with A levels.
Wow, 57%. That's significant.
It is, and it doesn't stop there. IB grads seem more likely to get first-class degrees, 23% versus 19% for A-level students, and more likely to go on to postgraduate study, too.
I think I saw a specific example too, like mathematical sciences grads with an IB starting on higher salaries.
Yeah, something like £30,000 versus £22,000 for A-level holders in that field, according to one study.
So, beyond the numbers, what about the way they learn? How does the approach differ?
That's crucial, I think. The IB, particularly the PYP, with its units of inquiry based on real-world stuff, really pushes critical thinking, global awareness.
Right, less about just memorizing facts from a textbook.
Exactly. It can contrast with A levels, which are sometimes seen as more content-heavy, more focused on specific knowledge for exams, maybe more UK-centric. And, pure memorization isn't maybe as valuable now with information so readily available.
It's about skills, not just knowledge. And university admissions officers seem to agree.
Yeah, there was a survey. UK admissions officers felt the IB was significantly better at encouraging independent inquiry, developing workplace skills, nurturing an open mind, self-management, intercultural skills, a global outlook, all those things.
Those sound like the IB learner profile attributes, inquirers,
Oops.
thinkers, communicators, all that.
Precisely. That's the philosophy underneath it all.
Yeah.
And you've got unique things like the CAS component, creativity, action, service, pushing that holistic development beyond just academics.
And Brooks UK specifically mentions things like potential multilingual focus, personalized learning because of smaller classes, presumably.
And being part of that wider Brooks global network.
Of course, the English curriculum has its strengths, clarity, university prep in the UK context.
Sure, focus on core knowledge. It's accessible globally to an extent.
But its weaknesses, perhaps, are that narrower specialization later on, the exam focus, maybe less explicitly global, less holistic.
And I think Brooks UK's view is basically that the British system, maybe designed more for an industrial age, is losing some global relevance compared to the IB's focus on skills for today's world.
Which is why they're planning to add the full diploma program, the IBDP, for grades 11 and 12 from 2027-28.
That's the plan, yeah, completing the whole pathway.
Okay, so wrapping this up then.
Yeah, I think the core message for listeners is that this shift by Brooks UK looks like a really proactive move. They're aiming for a future-proof, globally recognized education. It's focused on skills, well-roundedness.
And doing it at a potentially competitive value point within East Anglia's independent sector.
Exactly.